What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
So I know you're avidly following the Australian Open right now, but it reminded me of this great Groucho Marx fact. Did you know that Groucho Marx's son was an acclaimed tennis player?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he was ranked in the U.S., and it took a young Bobby Riggs 5 sets to beat him.
Wow.
You might know Riggs from winning Wimbledon at 21, or more famously for challenging and losing to Billie Jean King in the Battle of the Sexes, you know, many years later.
Of course, yeah.
But Groucho's son was actually the real deal.
That is crazy. I did not know that.
And tennis wasn't his only skill. He later wrote screenplays for Bob Hope and penned scripts for sitcoms like All in the Family, Maude, The Jeffersons. And that's just the first of 9 facts about the Marx Brothers. Let's dive in.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Welcome to Part-Time Genius. I'm Will Pearson, and as always, I'm joined by my good friend Mangesh Hatikader. And on the other side of the soundproof glass, sipping from a big bowl of duck soup, that's our friend and producer, Tristan McNeil. Now, usually we'd have our researcher, Gabe Lousier, on the line as well, but things have been a little different this week. There's been yet another snowstorm in Atlanta. Now, I'm in New York this week, so I'm actually not dealing with a snowstorm. How are things in Atlanta, Mango? You and Tristan, I think, are the only ones in the office now, right?
I know. It's totally empty, except for us and these 9 facts.
Wow, real troopers. Okay, well, I'm guessing that you can do better than a fact about Groucho Marx's tennis-playing son. I mean, that was awesome, but do you want to take the next one as well?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to stick with the sports theme here, and here's one about Harpo. Did you know he was in the Croquet Hall of Fame?
I didn't.
So this is the description from the U.S. Croquet Association on his game, and it's pretty great. So, quote, usually clad only in the briefest of trunks, even when others were in flannels, Harpo would just bound around the court, laughing and stretching, mouth full of an entire pack of gum. But apparently he was really serious about it. Like, he used to store his croquet tools in this, like, cold room in his house. And it was specially built just to keep the humidity out so it didn't warp his mallets.
That's so strange.
I know.
All right, well, speaking of Harpo and strangeness, did you know that he used to practice the harp for 2 to 3 hours every day?
Mm-mm.
And he would do this in every room in the house. In fact, according to Harpo's son, Bill, his dad, quote, maybe the first multitasker ever. He even had a harp in the bathroom so he could play when he sat on the toilet.
I love the idea of a toilet harp. So I know we've talked about T.S. Eliot's friendship with Groucho Marx in the past, but here's one I'd never heard before. So Alice Cooper and Groucho Marx were actually really good friends. And apparently they started their friendship when Groucho told Alice Cooper at a party that his onstage theatrics were total vaudeville, and Alice Cooper agreed. And their friendship's really interesting. So Groucho Marx was this total insomniac, and late in the night, he'd call Alice over, and they'd drink Budweiser, smoke cigars, and watch old movies late into the night until Groucho passed out. And also, Groucho used to take his friends to Alice Cooper shows. So, and this is totally true, George Burns and Fred Astaire have seen Alice Cooper in concert.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but the friendship wasn't just one way. When Alice Cooper paid to restore one of the O's in the old Hollywood sign, he dedicated it to Groucho Marx.
Actually, you know, there's another friendship that I didn't realize. So Groucho was good pals with Elton John. In fact, he used to kid him that his name was reversed, that it should be John Elton. And I happen to agree with him on this one. But
yeah.
One night he ribbed him so much that John finally threw his hands up in exasperation and joked, "Don't shoot me, I'm only the piano player," which, of course, became the name for his next album.
That's funny. So here's one about Zeppo Marx, a.k.a. Herbert, who was actually an incredible inventor. So after leaving show business, he invented a wristwatch that could sense heart attacks, which it did by monitoring your pulse. And he had a number of other inventions, too. He developed a new type of heating pad. He even started a company that made clamps for the war effort. And supposedly it was his company's clamps that secured the Fat Man and Little Boy bombs in place.
Well, if you're ever wondering about the power of comedy, Groucho Marx once halted trading at the New York Stock Exchange. Apparently he spied the mic on stage and couldn't help himself. He started performing songs and telling jokes and went on for something like 15 minutes as the traders just stopped and watched him. It only stopped when he joked that they were all dallying too much and that they should start working before they ruined some important person's finances.
So I know this isn't about one of the Marx brothers, but it is about a Marx, Karl Marx. And I had to include it because it was so stupid. Did you know that Karl Marx named all four of his daughters Jenny? They had they had different middle names, but he doled out the first names equally. There's Jenny Carolyn, Jenny Laura, Jenny Evelyn Francis, and Jenny Julia Eleanor. And they all got to be Jenny Marx's.
Wow. All right. Well, here's one I know you're going to love. Did you know that there was a Marx Brothers movie that almost got made in the 1960s? And it was going to be about the Marx Brothers visiting the United Nations. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently, Billy Wilder, who made all these great comedies and was staying at the UN during some political craziness and thought all the chaos would make for a great setting. He dreamed up this movie about Groucho as a mob boss trying to rob Tiffany's while all the city's cops were protecting a delegation at the UN. And even though the Marx Brothers hadn't made a movie since the 1940s, they were all on board. That is, until health problems slowed them down and kept them from actually filming the movie.
Oh, that's really interesting. And actually, while I'd love to see that movie, I think that's a great fact and worth keeping around. So I think you get the trophy for this week.
All right. Well, thank you. And thank you guys for listening. We'll be back with a full-length episode tomorrow.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.